Climate emergency, Ireland set to ban private cars while planning mass third world migration. By Virginia Hale on June 20, 2019. Drivers will be forced off the roads in Ireland and the population packed into higher density cities under a long-awaited climate plan which will revolutionize people's lifestyle and behaviors, according to local media. Nudge policies such as huge tax hikes, as well as bans and red tape outlined in the plan, will pave the way to a vibrant Ireland of zero carbon emissions by 2050, according to the government, which last year committed to boost the country's 4.7 million strong population by a further million with mass migration. In order to avert a climate apocalypse, the government plans to force people out of private cars because they are the biggest offenders for emissions, according to Transport Minister Shane Ross, whose proposals, which include banning fossil fuel vehicles from towns and cities nationwide, are posed to cripple ordinary motorists, local media reports. Launching the plan in Dublin, leader Leo Varadkar outlined his vision for an Ireland of higher density cities consisting of populations whose lifestyles and behaviours have been totally transformed by carrot and stick policies outlined in the climate plan. Our approach will be to nudge people and businesses to change behaviour and adapt new technologies through incentives, disincentives, regulations and information, the globalist prime minister said. We are going to change how electricity is produced and consumed, how our homes and workplaces are heated, the way we travel, the types of vehicles we purchase, and how food is produced. It's about vibrant, populated city centers, livable, with excellent amenities and transport as we embrace higher densities. The document, which was unveiled on Tuesday, features more than 180 measures to decarbonize the Irish economy, including making private car ownership prohibitively expensive, with petrol and diesel car sales banned by 2030, a date by which it says general carbon tax will be increased from €20 a ton to at least €80. In addition, the plans demand that coal and peat-fired power stations are replaced with wind farms and other green energy sources in order to meet the requirement that 70% of electricity will be generated from renewables by 2030. But plans to dramatically slash carbon emissions by ditching tried and tested energy sources such as coal and nuclear in favor of renewables will necessarily result in a collapse in living standards, according to scientists including Cambridge engineering professor Michael Kelly, who has previously explained that such proposals represent total madness. The Hughes Metal decorated physicist cautioned, "The call to decarbonize the global economy by 80% by 2050 can now only be described as glib in my opinion, as the underlying analysis shows it is only possible if we wish to see large parts of the population die from starvation, destitution or violence in the absence of enough low-carbon energy to sustain society."